The Athletics going for the sweep of the Indians, and one of the newest Oakland Raiders there to throw out the first pitch, running back Marshawn Lynch. Pick up the action in this one. First inning, scoreless game, bases loaded for Ryan Healy facing Trevor Bauer.
There's a line drive, right field, base hit, and that's going to score a pair. A huge two-out first inning hit for Ryan Healy, and the A's lead 2-0.
Pitch number 43 will be on the way. Again, the runners go. And now the 3-2 pitch is swung on line to left, base hit. That'll score Davis. Healy's around third. He's going to score. And going from first to third is Chapman. It's 4-0 A's. Good job of hitting by Brugman, just reaching out the bat and serving a line drive, base hit to left. And 4-0 A's in the bottom of the first.
You couldn't get more different climates. Jed swings and drives one to deep right. Back on it is Guyer at the wall, and goodbye. Jed Lowry is 10th of the year, and the A's add on. They now lead 5-0. Facing the tying run at the plate, and Brandon Guyer. He readies, and the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on the slider, and Manaea punches the glove as the A's keep the Indians off the board in the seventh, and Manaea gets his 8th strikeout of the day.
Here's the 1-2 on the way. Joyce waits. Here it is. And it's swung on it up the middle and going to go back a second. Lindor's got it. Bobbles. It has no play. Here's Fegley around third to score the second run as Chapman scored from third. And Fegley began the sequence at second base. He also scores. The A's get 2 runs on the play. It's a single off the bat of Joyce, and the A's take a 7-2 lead.
The Athletics open up the second half of the season by sweeping the Indians, taking the finale 7-3. Sean Manaea the win, allowing 2 runs in 7 frames, striking out 8. Francisco Lindor with 4 hits and a run scored in the loss. The Athletics earned the sweep of the Indians. Manager Bob Melvin spoke after.
Sean Manaea had a lot to do with that. And, you know, we leaned on him a little bit harder, which we probably will with some of our starters. And he's a guy that's, you know, up for that now and has matured into that role where, you know, even though it's a tying run, he's got 113 or whatever it is pitches. At that point in time, that was his game. So I think he takes away a lot from that, too. He knows we have that kind of confidence in him. But overall, I think the runs early were big for us. You know, whenever you say goodbye to a couple of guys like that, there's certainly some sentiment that runs through the clubhouse. So I think that the runs early on in the game were really important for us.
What do you make of this weekend in general, coming out of the All-Star break and be able to sweep a team that's obviously a big contender?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't play near as well over at their place. And a lot of times, you know, it's how you catch a team, and certainly they weren't playing their best baseball for this series. But we'll take it because it was important for us to get off to, try to win a series coming out of the break, especially at home, and, to sweep. But obviously it's an added bonus. You don't really expect to sweep a team like that, but once you get 2, you try to get greedy for the third one.
You obviously have 2, and the pitching coach is out talking to Bauer before Brugman's at bat. Just what did you see from his at bat that ended up knocking him out of the game?
You know, he wasn't trying to do too much. He's just, you know, he kept kind of climbing the ladder with the fastball. He's throwing high curveballs and high fastballs, and you know, the 2 pitches previous were up in the zone, so I think he's just trying to stay on top and not try to do too much, and ended up being a huge hit for us.
Bob, for those of us that weren't here this morning, I'm just curious as to what kind of a pitcher that Dusty Baker is going to be getting with the Nationals.
Say again? What kind of a pitcher?
Pitcher, yeah.
Pitchers.
Pitchers.
Yeah, they're getting 2 really good ones. I mean, that little bit their Achilles heel has been their bullpen this year. Be able to get a righty and a lefty like that, both guys that closed, that'll be a nice addition for them.
Sean's been so consistent here over his last 11, 12 starts. What have you seen? What's sort of the theme that runs through those?
You know what? I think his slider has a lot to do with how he's doing right now. You know, it was more fastball changeup and mixing some sliders to where it was for a hitter, it's basically 50-50. And now that third pitch, and you saw it early in the game to right-handers too, you know, down and into a righty is not a pitch that righties expect. And when he can get it in there, now he's got basically all quadrants that he can go to, and really, you know, a hitter has to try to locate one particular spot because, You know, he's got three-plus pitches that can make you swing and miss. So I think the slider's been big for him.
Jacob Brugman tallies two hits and two RBIs in the victory.
It's really fun. I'm enjoying myself.
You know, the one thing that you did in the first inning, you had not played since last Sunday, and you come up and you get a chance to hit with the bases loaded, you get a big two-run single to the opposite field. What were you trying to do in that at-bat considering you had not played in a week?
I'm trying to see the ball. You know, when you don't play that long, you got to just make sure you're staying short into the ball and not trying to do too much. And I had a few pitches I got to foul off to kind of get my timing down, and I got a good pitch to hit.
Yeah, Jacob, you've been here a while now. You joined the team when we were in St. Petersburg. You've seen this whole big league thing. What is the one thing that you feel like you've adjusted the most to from when you were called up a while back until now, even though it doesn't mean you've played a lot of games at the big league level?
It's being aggressive to my pitch. I learned they're not going to give you cookies to hit all the time. So I worked with the hitting coaches and just trying to be more aggressive overall and putting better swings on it.
How about playing defense center field at the Coliseum when the sun is very, very bright? You seem to handle it well. How much have you enjoyed playing center field, especially in a situation where you can take charge, being a center fielder that you are?
I love it. I love center field, and I love the guys next to me. They help out a lot, and you know, I keep learning every day from Aldo, our outfield coach, and from the guys in the corners. So it's a good experience, and I don't mind the Coliseum at all. I love it.
Up next, the Athletics begin a series at home against the Rays on Monday.